This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good evening / morning, Atlanta. Thursday night football is over, and the intersection is here. You got me, you got Jason, you got Miles, and I guess we'll start with a little Thursday night football recap since it's our lead-in, you know, in television conversation.
It's the opening act.
Lead-in. Exactly.
I'm just sick. I dropped Zach Ertz today.
That's a
big mistake.
Oh, you
dropped him on your fantasy team?
Yeah, I dropped him for Juwan Johnson, a Saint.
Well, we'll see if it's a big mistake. We'll find out on Sunday. We'll compare notes next week. It was one of those games where, like, I talk about this in soccer games a lot. Like, momentum's a real thing. And you have these moments where momentum swings. And you've got momentum, and you got to make it count. You got to score. You don't have momentum, and you have to kind of hold on to the ropes a little bit like a boxer and get through it. And it felt like Green Bay had the momentum all night, but they let Washington hang around. And I just kept waiting for them to get punished for it. But they never did. They did enough, and they got it handled, and took care of business.
And I really hate for this to be like a foreshadowing of the rest of the season for the NFC, but I don't think a whole lot of teams are going to be able to punish Green Bay for some of these smaller mistakes. And honestly, a lot of it has a lot to do with their new acquisition, their new toy of Michael Parsons, because he was all over the field. And it seemed like I heard his name every other play tonight.
Yeah, they kind of eased him in a little bit, I think, at first, but then he was just everywhere. When you've got the fans chanting, "Thank you, Jerry," afterwards.
Oh, man.
I mean, good job, Jerry.
Yeah. Well, good thing we're not Dallas, and we don't have to deal with those angry fans on the radio, because I'm sure they get all types of funk. I'm sure they can't stand watching all these primetime games or seeing number one now wreck all over the field.
Intersection in Dallas tonight would be going nuts right now.
He had the final send-off tackle, didn't he? Or play.
Yeah.
You know, I was running the board, but I definitely heard his name called. But I think this game also is the start of some questions, man. Was Washington overachievers last year? I know it's two games in, but I think a lot of people came into this year like, is Washington's Jaden going to have that sophomore slump? You know, so
I'm with you. I've been thinking the same thing. Is this the beginning of a sophomore slump? Is it just a slow start? You know,
it's a slow start for sure.
Is it just that there's tape out there on Jaden Daniels, and we've had a whole summer to look at how to combat some of what they want to do out there? I don't know, but it's the looking tonight was really interesting. It took a while for them to get going, and I think a lot of people had some of the same questions about the Lions. Without Ben Johnson and without Aaron Glenn up there, they look real different, real vulnerable.
Bo Nix, he had a very off game last Sunday. He had the worst quarterback rating of all 32.
But really, it was him and not Bryce.
I saw Bo was like 50 something.
Oh,
yeah, he was in the 50s.
Yeah, a lot of people felt real skeptical about that Bronco. They won, right? But they didn't really feel good.
The win.
And, you know, I enjoy not good things happening to Sean Payton team. So,
yes,
you know, I'm sorry, Bo, but your downfall is my entertainment.
I mean, he was an Auburn guy, and now he's a Sean Payton guy. So, yeah, that's two strikes against
him
for me. Yeah,
exactly. We don't even need to get to a third. No. And the third was you guys looking good last year, because I didn't appreciate that part either.
No, not at
all. Or the fact that they kind of, like, ran all over our makeshift defense last year. Our bend don't break, but kind of go ahead and break defense that we had last season. But we saw a lot of good things in week one, including our Atlanta Falcons. We didn't get the win, but we was so close to overtime, which could have changed some factors. Or, you know, maybe if Tampa wasn't given a short field at one point, or, you know, maybe if we didn't have certain drops, or, you know, there were just few tweaks that maybe, you know, maybe the outcome could have gone a different way. But, you know, when we lost, I wasn't that angry. I was kind of well adjusted when I felt this when I left the stadium. So I think that's progress for the team and for myself.
I mean, we are used to this kind of thing. Falcons fans are kind of used to these sorts of things.
You know, I was sitting next to a fan, and his energy throughout the game let me know that he was a Falcons lifer, because when Penix scores the rushing touchdown, he did not smile until we kicked the extra point, because he was waiting for New York or for somebody to snatch that touchdown back from the jaws of the end zone. And that's why I had to give him a high five, because I was like, you, sir, are a lifer. Meanwhile, I have somebody to the side of me, and she's looking at me and my sister, and she's like, oh, my God, like, y'all are so intense. Are y'all okay? Like, y'all seem so stressed. And I'm like, this is
it's the life.
It's the life of a Falcons fan. Like, somebody texted and asked me what I was doing, and I was like, oh, I'm at the game, you know, just taking off years of my life, that's all. You know, like I do every Sunday during football season.
That felt all too real. I mean, it just felt
very, like, familiar.
Very familiar. Yeah. It was too familiar how that game played out. It's even the touchdown we gave up in the last 50 seconds.
Yeah, it's one of those where, like, there's positives in it. Like, it wasn't a bad day.
No,
like,
it
wasn't a horrible performance.
Your name's Michael
Penix. Annoying. Yeah, it's annoying that you lose. It's annoying that your kicker seems to have forgotten how to kick again. That's frustrating. You're going to have to do something with that. You know, I think when you look at it, we were talking about it before we started. Bijan had, what, 18 touches?
Yeah.
I want 20 plus touches every game.
That's what Coach said too. Coach said more touches. He needs more. I said
20.
20
is the line. It's got to be 20 plus.
Halftime, I was scratching my head like, why is this guy not touching the ball? You know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was getting busy early, and then I guess he was trying to get some other.
It was a drought.
Players involved. Yeah, yeah,
it was a long drought in the beginning of that game.
Yeah,
get him after the
touchdown.
Get him in the pass game. Get him into those moments. It doesn't always have to be 20 runs. Like, I'm good with getting him out on the perimeter. Like, you've got so much quality out on the perimeter. Use it.
Yeah, let those guys get in front of him. Let them block and see how far he can take it. I mean, you see how that touchdown, it was like two hit a quarter. Got the thing, you miss one block, and it was over with.
Getting him in space is everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. It's really the name of the game, right?
Yep.
Getting him in space and letting him get busy, letting him draw attention, and then that's going to open up everything else for MP9 to get busy. And we've seen flashes of it, like, you know, the scheme being able to work to, you know, the higher caliber of what we want to see, and Mike being able to drop those dimes. I mean, because the one to Kadarius Hodge was a dime. Like, even for Kadarius to get rubbed and, you know, to be interfered with, you know, interfered, that causes a flag, to be interfered with the way that he was, that ball was on the money. Like, it was right where his hands would have been if he knew where the ball was. Like, that's the pass you want.
Yep. Let MP9 loose a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's and I get it. You didn't have Mooney. What's the status of Mooney this week? Are we getting him back?
Yeah, I believe he practiced all week, him and Drake.
I know Drake was supposed to be okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you get him back, maybe you open it up a little bit more. But let him loose a bit. Like, it felt very safe. And I get it. I understand the play calling. I understand the mentality of, don't want to put too much on him. I want to let him ease into the season. I want to take care of my quarterback, but he can handle it.
Yeah.
I think he can handle it. He can. He doesn't have to have all safe passes and safe plays.
Yeah, and I think you saw Zach lean into some of that, especially with that pass to Hodge. Like, you let him put it up and put that ball only where you know, Hodge could get it or out of bounds or whatever. And it really was where, you know, only where Hodge could get it and in perfect timing. So if we can just, you know, get those in more key moments, opportune moments, or be able to extend drives to be put in those better situations, I think we can see more of that. We did see a little bit of Tyler and Bijan on the field together. We saw Bijan out wide. Yep. We saw Tyler in the backfield. We saw that. I liked it. I don't think they didn't get a whole lot of the play when it was ran, but that's something you're going to see them build on throughout the season. You'll see more. You'll see, you know, different formations, and they'll do different things with Bijan out of it. And Bijan may be a decoy sometimes, and maybe Tyler will get the ball. And, you know, there's a lot of meat on his bone offensively. Yes.
To be
chewed, to be developed. And it's just going to be so exciting to see. And next up is Sunday Night Football against the Minnesota Vikings, who only had a half a quarter of good offense Sunday night.
It's true.
So, you know, can we
enough,
get
– But
you
it's
know,
true.
Well, and that's what I want to say. Can we get the first three and a half of J.J.? Can we keep him out of that second half of whatever was going on there? Because, look, I'm a Michigan. I got my Carolina sweatshirt on now. I also watch Michigan. I watched that whole, you know, championship run. We was also watching Penix around here. So we know what the both of them can do.
Championship rematch.
That's how they've been billing it, too. If you've seen any of the Sunday night ads, it's very much been, you know, the rematch of the Natty. That's definitely how they're billing it. So you're seeing them in their respective Wolverines and Husky jerseys in the ads. And then, you know, they get transformed into their Falcons jersey and their Vikings jersey. And Sunday. So that's how they're selling it. That's how we're selling it. We want to see MP9 come out on the right side, this time not in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but at U.S. Bank. And we don't, you know, usually come out on top at U.S. Bank, so this is also a chance to change that. Because it's a new regime. You got a new coach.
Yep.
You got a new new QB1 going in there. You got a new offensive scheme. You want to get busy. Let's go in there. Let's get a win, first of all. You don't really want to start 2-0. But let's put on some good primetime tape.
I know last time we were here on the Intersection, we talked about the offensive line. How do you guys feel like the offensive line held up against Tampa?
That's not
a super positive response.
It was hard to get some push for Bijan and Tyler, especially when they was trying to run up the middle a bit. And I think it kind of made the play calling a little one-dimensional because you had the motion with Charlie Warner, and then you were kind of running or wherever Charlie was going. Yeah. And then, you know, the whole stadium kind of sniffed that out really soon. And then, you know, that kind of went the way it went. So
the woman next to y'all, she knew what was coming?
Yeah, exactly. Kind of that deal. So, you know, like, this is ridiculous. And she's like, I know, right? So the whole stadium kind of knew what was going on at that point, which means Tampa definitely did. So that was a little disappointing in the run game. And I do think that had a lot to do with the offensive line. Like, I am really, really, really waiting for the bye week to come and for us to at least get Storm back and get busy. And hopefully little Newsy Vert can get a little bit more stout up the middle and we can maybe get a couple yards up the middle. One or two.
It's going to be a test this week. Minnesota's defensive front's good.
Boy.
And we know they send that blitz better than anybody else in the league. Mm-hmm. The blitz rate is number one.
It's not getting any easier this week.
You're going from top.
I hope they bounce back.
To Brian Flores. Yeah, it's going to be blitz. It's going to be exotic. He's going to throw the kitchen sink at you. And though I do think QB1 will be able to handle it, you know, how all the other pieces around him are going to fit, you know, are we going to have, you know, the right check down outlets and all those good things to make sure that we have success? Because the number one thing, in my opinion, is to keep the ball moving forward and to pick up first downs and to get in the end zone. Don't settle for kicks.
It feels like this is one of those games, too, where if you can really get out on the perimeter, you can get around that blitz.
Yeah.
And that's where Bijan can really be big in a short pass game.
Yeah. It's going to be Bijan, but it's also going to be perimeter blocking, like the perimeter and the screen blocking.
Yeah.
Because Zach is definitely going to want to throw screens at these blitzes to try to slow them down, try to take advantage of them.
It's the best way to do it.
It really is, but it's got to be blocked well or you're losing 5 yards, like, from jump.
Yeah.
So, oh, man, I really hope that's what we're working on at Flowery Branch this week is blocking for the screens. And can we try to pick up a yard, because I think short yardage was a little bit of a challenge this week as well.
Yeah, I want to see more of Algier being a bowling ball through on some of those rather than Bijan 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, come what on. Does Arch call them? The bowling ball, the razor blade, something like that? Yeah, we need that. If it's Sonic and Knuckles, we need Sonic to go out. No, we need Knuckles to go out there and roll around and knock some people over like some bowling balls.
Yes.
That's like some bowling pins. That's what we need. And coming up next, what we need are some wins. We got playoffs starting. We got soccer continuing. And we will tackle it all next. And I think the Braves are still playing baseball. Baseball's still a thing, right, Jason?
I guess.
Yeah, we'll check on that and more. Coming back on The Intersection next on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
And we are going to switch gears into some WNBA, into some soccer. We might sprinkle in a little baseball, maybe get into some offseason NBA stuff. But, Jason, you had some music questions, which are my favorite.
This is what we do. The second segment, there's always a random music question that I don't tell y'all what it's going to be, and it just happens. And that's kind of a little bit of a precursor, what we came back with. Blueprint came out on this date in 2001, not when you wanted to release an album, but that was not planned. One of my favorite albums of any genre. If you two had to pick one album to listen to right now, in its entirety, front to back, what are you picking?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
Right,
Jason.
Now, just first thing that comes to mind. Like, Blueprint is always one for me that gets picked.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going Reasonable Doubt.
Okay.
I'm going Reasonable Doubt.
Front to back.
Front to back.
No skips.
Yep. Or Jeezy TN101.
Okay.
Ooh. Thug Motivation 101.
And then what?
Yeah.
What am I going? Let's see. On top of my head, I'm going T.I. Trap Music. Give me Trap Music.
Yeah.
No, give me Urban Legend. I'll take it back. Give me Ooh. Urban Legend.
See, and Paper Trail ends up on my list sometimes, too.
Paper Trail.
Paper Trail was a great
one. Or King. That's the run right there. That's the run right there.
Out of tip, I'll probably take Trap Music first.
Okay.
Paper Trail was probably bumped the most though, because of my age.
Yeah,
my age. So when Trap Music came out, we was youngins.
Yeah,
we couldn't buy the CD. When I got to Paper Trail, I can go in there and remember 5. what was it called? Five Music back then? Yeah, FYE.
Oh, FYE. Yeah. I worked at FYE.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. So I was able to buy. I actually bought the album.
Man, I went through all the retail music places except for Tower Records. I never worked at a Tower Records.
I know exactly what that
I worked at Blockbuster. I wasn't working in stores yet, but I worked at a Camelot. I worked at FYE. I worked at Warehouse. Even Altitudes, which was in the airport.
Okay, now I have
CD store in the airport. Very cool.
What was the first CD you bought, Jason?
First CD.
I'm throwing you a question.
First CD album, I bought was Pearl Jam 10.
Okay.
Nice.
First tape I bought with my own money. I remember going to the mall with my own money. It was before I had a CD player, so I had to get tapes. I bought two because I went to, I think it was Camelot Music at the mall in Kentucky. I bought Black Crowes, Southern Music, and Harmony Companion. And in the same purchase, TLC, Ooh on the TLC Tip.
Nice.
Because I've always been ridiculous when it comes to music mixing stuff.
That's a good mix.
It's funny you bring that up because the first album I ever asked for by name was Fan Mail.
Okay.
TLC's Fan Mail. The first album I ever was like, please take me to go buy this CD. The first album I remember going to the mall, going into... What was it at Stonecrest? What was the big music store at Stonecrest? I don't even remember anymore.
And that was my mall.
Yeah, going in there and
could have
getting,
been Sam Goody. That was another one I didn't work at. Yeah,
I think it was Sam Goody.
I never
worked
at a Sam Goody.
Going in there and getting Destiny's Child's Writing on the Wall.
Okay.
Yes, I was like, this is the best Destiny's Child album ever, and I don't have it, and I need to go buy it. And I went in there, and I spent the $18.99, and I was like, woo, this is high. And I went in there, and I spent the $18.99. And I bought it. That's how much I liked it. So, there we go.
The first album I asked for, I'm going to go along with you, it was Nellyville.
Nice. Oh. Nellyville. That's the first one.
Yeah, I used
no,
Nellyville
that's
my
the,
guy.
Was that?
No, that's the Country Grammar one, isn't it?
Yeah, Country Grammar was.
Air Force Ones was on there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember the Air Force One. Yeah,
yeah, Nellyville was the Dilemma. Second, right?
Yep, second.
Okay,
second.
Okay, you're right. Okay. That's the second one.
Okay, Hot in Here was on that. Yeah, yeah.
First one I bought, I was part of that Million in a Week, Carter 3.
Oh,
Carter 3.
Yeah, that was.
What was the last record to do a million in a week at this point? Because that was
pure album sales.
Yeah, that was the mark. Like when I first started working in a music store, it was 99 at Camelot in Athens, and Limp Bizkit, Significant Other, came out that week, and that was massive. But the one that did the most was NSYNC, No Strings Attached. Mm. That was absurd because it came out holiday season too.
VRL culture, TRL culture too.
Yeah, it was right in the mix with that where like you were getting all these random different things hitting at the same time. Limp Bizkit, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney, Christina.
We were all listening to everything. I was saying that the other day. Like you could hear Korn's
Crazy Town and Korn.
Yeah, you could hear Korn's Freak on a Leash and then the next thing is the Brats, What Do You Like? And then the next thing, you know,
I love that
all
stuff
over the
because
place.
I'm all over the place musically.
Exactly.
I will
fun.
Do that.
You were right on the money. The NSYNC album, 2.5 million.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
No Strings Attached, right?
We couldn't keep it on the shelf.
No Strings Attached was insane.
That's what makes looking back at music so I know we're so off track.
It happens.
We're fine.
That's what I do with the music, and it's the intersection. That's
what we do. That's what we do.
Pure album sales. It's not just streaming anymore. You actually had to go to the store with your hard earned money and spend that.
Because I wouldn't just buy any random album. I needed two songs. If there were, the first single would come out and it's okay, I like the single. All right, what's the second one? What's the second song? I need to know there's one more on this to actually go buy the album. Otherwise, I'm buying the single.
See, I used to mess with my sister because and I tell her this to this day. I was like, you would buy any album if you liked the single. Like, she had all the albums and didn't really listen to music to that degree, but she would go buy the whole album if she liked one single. I was like, you're the fan they're looking for.
Yeah.
You are the fan.
You kept the music stores open for me to work in
you kept
almost
alive.
All of them.
You kept them alive.
Singles were a whole nother crazy aspect of all this.
Yep.
And you'd put the crazy remixes or like on the rock side, you'd have these singles come from Europe and they'd have B-sides that you couldn't find anywhere. Like,
the acoustic mix.
Yeah, Pearl Jam Yellow Ledbetter is one that everybody wanted on an album and it was never on an album. It was on a single.
Single.
And that was the only place you could get it. Mm. The song that the most people came to look for that you couldn't find... Because when 95.5 The Beat started, they played it to death. It was Black, It was the 808 remix.
Ah.
The remix that you couldn't find on anything other than like the CD5.
That's crazy.
And they played it on the radio and it drove us crazy because people would come in and look for it like, we can't get it. It's out of print.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, it's a remix of that. That when you hear the remix, a lot of people think the remix is the song, but the song is different.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
See, now I got to go look at that.
At the original?
Yeah, now I got to go look at that.
The originals are right. The single, the remix of right. it was, that was good.
When you get a remix that's better than the song, you forget how the actual song is.
Yeah.
It's so.
Sometimes that's a problem.
Yeah. It's sometimes for the artist.
Yeah. Yeah.
That used to happen a lot in the 2000s because you would get a whole new song. Like, they did not play about a remix in the 2000s. It was not just slap a rapper on it.
You know who was I'm going to throw somebody out there who just, I feel like got overshadowed by his remixes. Ace Hood. Do y'all remember that name?
Hmm.
I remember the name.
Yeah.
He used to have a lot of singles, but he was signed under DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled would throw Ross on there, he'd throw Wayne on there, he'd throw Lil Boosie on there, you know, Birdman on there, anybody.
Yep.
And it would just overshadow his song. You'd be like, whose song is this? Ace who?
But you always remember Wayne's verse.
Right, big collabs. Plies, when he was hot.
Yeah.
Yep, so. Yeah.
You used to use the single as a way to introduce, but as a way to sell something separate from the album. Now they'll do the reissues of the album with bonus tracks or remixes or whatever.
Yep.
The other dumb trend for a minute there in hip hop was the regional songs. Like Welcome to Atlanta had an All Cities remix. Like why?
Yeah.
It's Welcome to Atlanta. What are you doing?
Yeah.
The All Cities, All States, whatever remix of Raise Up.
Yep.
It's about North Carolina. Yep. I don't need to hear it about other places.
Helicopter.
Stop.
I said that at the game. Somebody spun something, and I was like, see over there spinning like Petey Pablo, like a helicopter. We ain't getting no flag. See, Petey, I remember you. I remember you, Petey.
I'm going to give you a crazy one here before we actually talk about the Dream, because we need to, because they're going to the playoffs.
Yes, sir.
I got to on stage with Petey Pablo. He played in Athens because we broke his song in Athens. It was one that I found on a mixtape and I loved it, and we started playing it and nobody knew what it was. And it was one of those, like, you'd play it 1 week, the second week a few people would get it, third week everybody's doing it. And it was hot before he got big everywhere else. So we booked him to come into the club and play it. He only had the one song out. So he did it like early in the night and he came back up and did it later. He was buddies with Bubba Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
Bubba Sparks, so Colin Park.
He did the song. Everybody's going nuts in the club. It's like 1 a.m. And he's like, man, play Ugly by Bubba Sparks. So he's playing Ugly. So I'm playing it for him. He's doing like the hype man parts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on a mic like rapping over Bubba Sparks at 1 a.m. with Petey Pablo.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes. That happened.
See, that's stuff you're only going to hear here on the Intersection.
That happens,
folks,
on the Intersection.
Like, that's why you stay
or
awake
at
to
1 a.m. in Athens.
I had to pick a switch because of Petey Pablo when I was like 6. I don't know if these kids nowadays
listen to
picking a switch. And you know how the song went, so you know the lyrics. Man, I remember being in my grandma's house when that song came out and screaming it on her couch. Yeah, I got my butt toe up that night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she didn't play that Petey Pablo.
It's okay. Missy got me in trouble, too.
Yeah, big trouble.
You remember, she's a witch? Yeah. Missy got me in trouble, too, so don't feel bad.
Hey, we didn't know no better. We 5, 6, 7 years old.
No, I ain't going to lie. I might have pushed boundaries on that one. I'm not going to lie. I might have pushed boundaries, and they might have got reinforced.
Yeah, they definitely did. They definitely did. Same here.
And on that note, we're going to switch gears to some basketball because, like Jason said, we have a playoff basketball team here, and it is not the Hawks. No, people, it is your Atlanta Dream. Like, I've been trying to put y'all on game all season long to let y'all know that we were going to be here because I didn't want y'all to be bandwagoners around this time right now.
You need to know your talking points coming into the playoffs.
Exactly. So if people be telling y'all, you know, this, that, and the third, and who are they supposed to be, I need y'all to be able to counteract that with some Dream facts. And we're going to give them to you. So, Jason, we got some players, we got some people that are in contention for some awards. But before we get there, let's give some playoff information.
Yep.
So,
because we know now.
Before we were set to get on air, me and Jason were checking the standings to see whether the Dream would be second or third in the standings. They finished all of their games up on Wednesday night, and their fate at that point were left in the hands of Asia Wilson and the Las Vegas Aces, who won their 15th straight game to secure the 2 seed. So your Atlanta Dream was sitting at the 3 seed. The Aces might have done them a favor because I don't really want to go play Skylar Diggins in the Seattle Storm. So we are set, it looks like, to play the Indiana Fever, who are pretty banged up. They are pretty injured, but I still wouldn't take them lightly. You know, they're a team with a lot of fight and a lot of pride. So let's, you know, knock them out 1, 2, 3 and go on and move on to the next thing, ladies. But congratulations, because it is officially playoff time. They have wrapped up the regular season, and now we have something to play and go prove for. So this should be exciting. Get your tickets now. Tickets on sale.
30 wins.
30 wins.
The sixth team in league history to get to 30.
Franchise record.
Vegas got to it tonight. So yes. They're the seventh. Franchise record. They're the 3rd seed with Vegas getting the win tonight. So let's talk awards a little bit about, and again, so people understand the big figures in this team. Coach of the Year, I think, should happen.
Yeah, man.
First year in the league, did this with the Dream. Coach Smesko, why is he not going to win it, in your opinion?
I think
not that he shouldn't, but why do you think he won't?
I think the consensus, from all the things that I've been reading and the tweets that I've been seeing from people that, you know, have votes or have influence, it seems like they're leaning towards the Golden State Valkyrie coach, because she is brand new on the block from the Las Vegas Aces. She was one of Becky's right-hand person's coaches. And, you know, this is the first expansion team that's going to make the playoffs in their first season. And no matter how the playoff shakes out for them, I think that's going to bode a long way for, you know, her to win Coach of the Year, even though Carl Semesco has had players put up career highs under his belt this season. Yep. They're going to the playoffs. They've been basically sitting at 2 seed the entire time. I mean, they basically just lost the 2 seed, but they're sitting at the 3 seed, number one, the best team in the East all season. They've been a player short all season because they only had 11 players to everybody's 12.
Yeah, that's the other crazy element of all this.
Exactly. Like, off jump, they were just short an entire player on the roster to begin with, and then they were injured all year. There were some times we didn't have your number one point guard, Jordan Canada, who's been a top steals leader her entire career.
You missed Ryan Howard for a long stretch.
We all know what Ryan Howard can do.
For a long stretch.
We all know what Brendan Griner can do.
Yeah, you missed a lot of people for long stretches, and you were able to figure it out. And one reason why, I think Coach Smesko should win Coach of the Year, but we'll see. One reason why he's been able to figure it out is you should have the 6th player of the year in Atlanta, but...
Well, the consensus from what I'm reading and seeing is
one thing
that,
I'm seeing the consensus is very anti-Atlanta, but that's nothing new.
Well, you know, we know that about this show, and we're going to beat the table for all the reasons that we feel that our squad should be coming home with all the trophies, like they're Lauryn Hill in the 1999 Grammys. But
that's,
you know,
another great album, by the way, that, you know, would be on the list. Yes.
Exactly. You know, since we're talking music.
Yes.
But, you know, it looks like Heidemann out there in Minnesota is getting the nod. Her shooting percentage is slightly higher. She's kind of been balling all year, whatever. And I think even though she's eligible, Nas will get a knock for not technically coming off the bench the last couple of weeks since her and Griner switched since the injury. But I'm going to give you a stat that did not shock me at all when I saw it. I said, that just goes right in line with Nas Hillman does not waste minutes. Nas Hillman was number 2 in plus minus in the entire league this season.
Ooh.
Number 2.
That's why she should win 6th player of the year.
I 100% agree with you. Nas Hillman does not waste minutes, and sometimes it shows up on the stat sheet and sometimes it doesn't, but it looks like it always shows up on the plus minus sheet because she doesn't waste time. Whenever she's in there, good things are happening, positive things are happening, the team is either going in the right direction, they're pulling out on a lead, or she's steadying the ship waiting for, you know, Ryan Howard or an Alicia Gray or a Bree Jones, who might be unsung this season.
Yeah.
Who's really held it down in the front court. Her and Alicia Gray's two-man game was absolutely ridiculous this season. The chemistry that they were able to build so quickly. With all of that going on, like, Nas just been able to come out there and get busy. Like, career highs shooting threes, career highs in points, rebounding, plus minus, assists, running the floor. Ah, like, Nas Hillman don't waste minutes, and I'm so glad you can see it in the plus minus, and I'm so glad she's being rewarded being in this conversation. She does seem to be the next player in that thought of who is the sixth player of the year, but the Nas seems to be leaning towards Minnesota.
So anti-Atlanta propaganda on the coach of the year and the sixth player of the year. The one that I think is the least likely to win, even though she's had an incredible year, is Alicia Gray.
MV Leash. Yeah. I'm going to say this.
Okay.
To be the only guard in this conversation all season long is absolutely incredible.
Yep.
They've tried to sneak Sabrina in there. They've tried to, you know, sneak Kelsey Mitchell in there. Shout out to Kelsey Mitchell for the Indiana Fever. She really did hold it down for them. But it's been forward, Alicia Gray. All season. The only guard in this to be able to hold a candle in this conversation. So that says a lot in itself. She will be first all team, whatever, WNBA. Sure. She will be that. She's definitely earned that. It's just going to be hard pressed to beat her South Carolina Gamecock best friend and teammate, who single-handedly, I won't say single-handedly, because a lot of the Aces turnaround had a lot to do with the trade they made with Dallas to get Nalisa Smith. Shout out to Lanisa Smith, because a lot of people tried to bury her, only for her to go out to Vegas and really be a difference. But Wilson drugged that team from last to first almost. They were ninth. Now they're sitting officially in second. They won 15 in a row, and a lot of that has to do with Asia Wilson. And she's kind of like come up out of nowhere to steal Nafisia Collier's MVP crown for this season. I don't know how Nafisia Collier or what more she has to do to get the MVP. But I don't think it's going to happen for you, girl. No. I don't think it's going to happen this time.
Age is going to win that.
Yeah, man. She has come up out of nowhere like Lightning McQueen to cross the finish line. It's really been impeccable to see. Like, you know, outside of y'all doing all that cheering over there at Gateway that I appreciate, watching Asia Wilson drag that team from worst to first has been absolutely incredible to see. And, well, I guess we're about to see more of it on their MVP run, man. So, I mean, on their championship run.
You got
a
playoff run to talk about with the Atlanta Dream coming up next week, though. Sunday, I think, is game one. So
Sunday.
Get those tickets now.
And Sunday is a great time because Falcons are, you know, Sunday night football. So y'all have plenty of
definitely
time.
Definitely Sunday fun day.
Y'all have plenty of time to figure
Atlanta
out
Atlanta United Saturday night. Then you get the Dream.
Yeah.
Then you get the Falcons. Atlanta weekend, let's go.
I full stopped up. And then you got some Georgia in there and some Tech in there. We got all kind of stuff for you to watch. So we're going to get out of here. We're going to run and pay some bills right quick. I know Miles is screaming at me to get out. And we are going to come back and throw some darts at some people. Mine is going to be an NBA edition. So we will have that and more coming up on The Intersection, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm so sorry, Miles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm an Eminem hater, sorry.
Okay.
I never was huge. This song was one that I was kind of like, okay, I like this. I wish he did more serious stuff back then.
Yep. Like, he did it like, very serious.
Yeah. I didn't like the silly, funny, ha-ha stuff.
Me either. Slim Shady stuff.
Yeah, he was too good for that stuff.
Yeah,
I
like,
agree.
He did the first, you know, My Name Is, and then after that, the label was just like, you know, we needed to lead off. Because if you notice, it always led the album, too. It was never a random track. It was always the lead in to the album.
Yep.
So,
and just, no.
You know, but I also prefer, like, you know, I Am and stuff like that. That was more serious and pointed.
Cleaning out my closet. Okay, cool. That's impressive. This was impressive. Mm-hmm. This is good.
Exactly.
No, I like Jay's verse on this.
Yeah, me too.
My favorite on this record, though, was Takeover.
Yeah.
Like, you do a sample of the Doors and make it work. There's a line in that I work into soccer matches a lot on commentary.
Ooh, I gotta go.
When somebody, like, breaks somebody down 1v1, I'm like, oh, they put them on that Summer Jam screen.
Oh, yeah.
I will say that in game, like every other game. I love that line, and like maybe five people out there know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's like the musical version of being put on a poster.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, the Summer Jam screen. Yeah.
Yep.
My favorite, especially Eminem as a feature, is probably Patiently Waiting on Get Rich or Die Trying. Yeah.
50.
With 50.
I don't remember that verse.
I don't remember it either.
Yeah, that verse was crazy.
I gotta see. I'm jotting stuff down. I gotta go back and listen.
Yeah. Go back and check it out.
When he gets with Dre, he always, you know, snaps with any Dre beat.
Yeah, Say What You Say on which album was it? Is that Eminem Show? Say What You Say when they come at
I think it
Timberland's
was.
Timberland's neck. Yeah, that was a good one. And it's back and forth all day, like Red and Meth. Good stuff.
We can have a music podcast.
I'm trying to tell you.
It would go into some crazy directions. I can tell you that much.
And then, though, we got some darts to throw. And I guess Jason already kind of threw one at Eminem.
Not really. I mean, I don't dislike. I just didn't like the silly nonsense stuff.
I enjoyed it, but it wasn't my favorite. I did prefer the more pointed, serious,
because he was so good at that. That was what I wanted. I wanted him to be real.
Delude Yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He kind of reminded me a lot of DMX in that way. They had a lot of similar cadences and seriousness and
times.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I've been in a DMX world lately.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
So who is throwing out the first dart tonight?
I will. I'll explain what we do here a little bit real fast. So we're at the bar. It's last call. We always go to the bar at the end of the intersection. That's what we do.
We
are talking music. We're talking whatever. And we're throwing darts. And what happens when you throw darts and you've had a couple drinks, you start thinking about, like, well, I'd like to throw darts at something or somebody or whatever. So we found this old jacked up dot matrix printer. We strapped it down to this. See, there it is. It's still working. We got the cartridges. It's good. We found some more at Goodwill last week. So we strapped it down to one of those giant metal rolling carts that your substitute teacher had, because this thing's heavy. It would fall over and, like, break somebody's foot. So we got it strapped down. We got it ready to go. We somehow got it connected to a USB. Don't ask me how. And we can print out a picture of what we want to throw darts at. So we get to nominate somebody. And if everybody agrees, then we all throw darts at it. If they don't, it can take the picture down. It can put it up in the wall on the little frame, and it ends up on the Wall of Fame. But a lot of times we all throw darts at what we nominate. It's pretty rare that something gets rescued.
Pretty rare. Sometimes, but pretty rare.
So, because of Georgia's opponent this week.
Ooh, it's going to be a good one.
I'm going to have a picture printed out of Smokey the Hound Dog.
Okay.
And sorry, Smokey. It's just, I don't know what else to put up there because the Volunteers is a janky mascot to begin with. I mean, what are you going to do with it? What are we printing up? We got to print up Smokey. So, Smokey's got to pay the price for representing Tennessee. And it's got to be, and I know this is kind of asking a lot for a dot matrix printer, but it's got to be that horrific shade of orange, the worst shade of orange ever imagined. I have no problem with the color orange.
Right. But it's that fine. Particular shade.
That shade of orange, that is the only place that shade of orange exists.
It is.
And it is terrible. It's horrible.
It's like an orange, but kind of like mixed with a cream, so it's tilted towards the yellow.
It's awful. All the way around, it's awful. Everything about that team is awful. I'm in this one era of Georgia fandom where it was because Peyton Manning was there, and don't get me started on him either, but they killed us every time.
Yeah.
And Kirby never beat him as a player.
No, there was a long stretch. There was, I want to say 8 or 9 years in a row.
Jamal Lewis?
Like 91 to 2000, around that.
About right.
Because I remember being in Athens when we finally beat Tennessee, and it was one of the best nights in Athens because, one, we were all finally happy. It was like a 6 o'clock game, too, so it was right in the sweet spot of everybody had been drinking all day, and then they win, but it's not super late, so there was more to drink.
So you still celebrate, exactly.
Yeah, there was more to drink. And the bad thing about that weekend was it was when the Baja Men Who Let the Dogs Out song was hot.
Oh, wow.
Because that was played all night long in Athens that night.
That's such a timestamp.
Yes.
Of when that happened.
Yes.
Okay,
but that's why I hate Tennessee, because they killed us for like a decade. And we finally got to beat them, and it was the Baja Men that we were playing to celebrate.
So now that SEC has to play, or they've decided they're going to play, what is it, like 9 SEC teams?
It's the nine-game schedule, yeah.
Yeah, the nine-game schedule with the 3 SEC games. So in your mind, is Tennessee.
I did this exercise with Mike, and we went through it when this was coming up, and Georgia's going to have somebody left out because you got multiple SEC schools that should be there.
Yeah.
And I think Tennessee's the one that probably gets left out.
Yeah.
And that will make me very sad.
Yeah.
But I
think it's going to make more than you said. I think it's going to be a decent-sized fraction of Georgia fans that are going to feel like
my age of Georgia fans.
Okay, I can see that.
So if you were there in the late 90s, you hate Tennessee more than anybody because Florida's got a lot of hatred. Auburn is a little bit older hatred.
Yeah.
Georgia Tech is like the old-timers hatred.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina a little bit. Like, there's others that have – Alabama's like new hatred.
Yeah, that's –
But – Tennessee is like a very specific kind of hatred.
That makes sense.
Like Gen X hatred.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Gen X UGA hatred.
Yeah. I'm DJ Shockley UGA era. So that's like right after that.
Yeah, right after that. I was like Jim Don and Ray Goff time in Athens, which was a dark time in Athens.
And I just want to say this as a dog fan. I hate that Megan Maroney song. You know what I'm talking about?
I like the song, but yeah, I hate the idea. On point with the college football references.
It is with the references.
I mean, she's mentioning like the under the lights at Neyland. It's great. Yeah.
I liked it when it came out. I'm a hater. She's cute. I'm a hater. I wish she was a dog. I wish she never went to that.
She's a dog. She's a dog at heart. Yeah, she's a dog. She's definitely a dog. Like, she's been very vocal about that. So that's good. I hate
it's for him. It's for him.
It's just for him. For him. I don't think she's with him anymore now, so I think it's
oh,
okay.
Oh, see? It's okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. Morgan Wallen.
Are you for real? And, you don't think she's with him anymore?
No, I don't know. There's
might
a lot.
Dive
like,
deeper into
I'm
that.
About to say, uh-oh.
We're going all
yeah, we go we everywhere.
Uh-oh.
But it's what happens when it's a late night edition of The Intersection. No, I think they reference each other in their songs back and forth to make money.
Oh.
But I don't think they've been together for a while.
I was about to say, oh, we're doing the Fleetwood Mac.
Yes, they are, basically.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to figure out, well, that line was about Morgan
exactly,
Wallen.
Exactly, yeah. It makes money.
Yeah, it works. So I'm throwing all the darts at Tennessee, and Morgan Wallen can get darts thrown at him, too, and the Shade of Orange and all of it.
All those Tennessee songs.
All of it.
All of it.
Knoxville itself, yes. Darts.
All right, on that note, I guess it's my turn to throw some darts.
What you got?
I am going to print out a logo of, not a logo, I'm going to print out a pair of round glasses and a black suit. Because I am going to throw a dart at Adam Silver.
Oh.
Because.
Not even messing around.
I heard the most ridiculous thing today in response to NBA's fans' displeasure with not being able to watch their team excessively. And without spending a lot of money to do so.
Yeah, you got to have a lot of streaming services now.
I wish I could have got the clip for this. This is right on point.
To which Adam Silver responded, if you can't afford the streaming options, we have a lot of different ways to experience the NBA. It's a highlight sport anyway. sir, there's a lot of reasons why that statement made no sense. First of all, you're trying to sell me a streaming service.
I shouldn't buy tickets to anything.
To watch your games while simultaneously telling me I can just catch the 90-second highlights. Because let me tell you something. My brother, that is how he enjoys sports at this point of his Atlanta sports fandom. He goes on YouTube. He watches the 5 minutes that's available and go, whoo, that Jalen Johnson can jump out the gym and move on with the rest of his day. And that is what you're telling the rest of us to do to enjoy the NBA. Like, I don't understand how that works, Jason.
Don't buy
break
tickets.
It down for me.
Don't buy tickets. Don't subscribe to a streaming service.
What are we
don't,
doing?
Don't do anything. You can still buy the jersey. That's okay. But just watch it on TikTok and you're good.
I'm just like, wow. So it's just feast or famine. It's like you're going to pay to watch. You're going to pay me as much money to watch these teams or all these teams or whatever the situation is. Or you can catch the all assist highlights package for Trae Young for the 2024 season. Those are your options.
It's so funny because in the soccer world, we're used to this because if you want to watch games from everywhere, you got to have every streaming service. So I have too many streaming services. It's annoying, but I made peace with it because that was the only way I could watch soccer. I think now we're all starting to figure out like the whole idea about getting rid of cable TV. It sounded great. But now you're spending more to have all these different streaming services to get what you want because nothing's bundled like cable TV was.
I'm looking at my regional network provider and it's like, okay, that's under $10 a month, but the same app is $20 a month and it's the same. I'm like, But I think my biggest pet peeve or my biggest issue is I really only want to watch the Hawks. I don't really care about the other 29 that much.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't have to jump through hoops as someone who lives in a Metro Atlanta zip code to watch my Metro Atlanta team.
Yeah, it's the balancing act they've got to figure out. Like from the MLS world, I like that everything is in Apple
TV. Available. Okay.
It's all in one place. So you got to pay for it.
That's what I was thinking, too.
But it's all in one
spot.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with the Sunday ticket. Like, you know, you pay your $300 or whatever, and it's all
right
there.
You get it all. It's easy. You know where to go. Like, the problem I have with WNBA is figuring out where the game is on.
Oh,
because it's in
me too.
10 different places.
Yeah.
And the NBA's not that far off.
And that happened last night. That I was watching the tweets. You know, another reporter like me goes home looking for the game, can't find the game. They're like, oh, let me get on Game Pass. And they're like, don't even worry about getting on there either because it was blocked out on the Game Pass. So you got to try to find musical chairs to figure out, is it on Ion? Is it over here on Peachtree? Is
NFL's
it on ESPN?
Getting there too,
is it on? It is because I forget
now.
Every Thursday that I have to go to Prime.
I did
every
that
Thursday, I turn on DirecTV, and I'm looking for the game. Then I go, it's on Prime. And I got to cut the Xbox back on and go to Prime and then watch. I do it every Thursday night. Eventually, I'll figure it out because it's been on Prime long enough.
But then they'll have something else.
But the point
like
is.
Have the Netflix games. Like, it's
exactly,
because
now that you're selling it off per day, per night now, so it's like Sunday night is going to be over here, and Monday night is going to be over here, and Thursday night is going to be over here, and then Saturday night is going to be, because that's going to be a thing. Saturday night is going to be a thing.
Yeah,
it's going to be over there.
It will.
Well, guys, I got the solution to all this.
Okay, what is it?
I'll tell you after we get off air. I got to
Oh.
One place. All
this,
the game.
This is definitely what happens at the end of the night at the bar.
See, here we go. Apparently, you know, I was in the YouTube street. You know, I'd be stuck in NBA YouTube, and they say even LeBron be on them sites.
Yeah.
Because it's just easier to get to what you're trying to get to. Because you know LeBron ain't trying to save. Well, LeBron do be trying to save some pennies.
He does.
Well, you know, it's not because LeBron
can't
afford it. That
is so funny.
It's just easier.
When I saw that.
And it was
all the money in the world.
The day I saw that video that made that statement was the same day that they was like, this streaming site is no longer
available. Yeah. They shut it down right after that.
Yep.
All I was like, somebody watching Rusty Buckets? Y'all subscribing?
He clicking
that's
out
crazy.
The same pop-ups that's coming up on my screen.
I'm trying to tell you. And on that note, look, if y'all subscribing to Rusty Buckets, go ahead and subscribe to The Intersection.
Yes.
On Apple and Spotify and everywhere you can see your podcast. If you see Sam and Greg, dig in there. The Intersection is there. We are in there talking about music, sports, and clowning around like we do. So, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here because they're throwing us out the bar. Lights are going off, chairs are going up, and Miles got to put us on game on how to watch these games. So, and on that note, we will catch you guys next Thursday after Thursday Night Football. We will be here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.